DCI Luther. First victim's Paul Redford.
This isn't random, is it? It's gonna be more.
You wanted to bring one of your patients to our attention.
Last night he turned up at my house uninvited.
How are we supposed to find him? Previous murders, they don't tell us anything.
Okay, dirty. All right. We are back for some more on Meaningless Activity. I'm your host, Ryan. I'm going to open up a can of Mountain Dew here. Normally I drink water, but I've been so busy with, like, you know, work and life and summer and, you know, with the kids getting back to school, things are finally starting to slow down a bit. It's been a odd summer. You know, June was all about spring weather here in South Arcadia, so I gotta figure we're gonna have some hot days coming up. The weather's just miserable. And today, we'll talk about something that's not, well, I would say the character's pretty miserable at times, but we're gonna be talking about Luther from the BBC. I'm gonna focus pretty heavily on season 5 just because there was a lot of time where the show wasn't really, you know, constant. But they brought it back with season 5, and, you know, it's kind of a new deal. Starring, of course, Idris Elba. If you don't know, he's been doing film since the mid-90s and got his break in film in 2007 with Tyler Perry's Daddy's Little Girls. So, and, you know, just been kind of on a huge angle upward since then. And, you know, I referenced him in previous episodes as my favorite character in the Thor series as Heimdall. And, of course, you know, he's... What's... I think this year, I think people will recognize him and, you know, critique his performance in Cats, which... Why they're making a film adaptation, I can't really tell you. So, I'm not going to delve into that. So, Luther, season 5. I've seen every season of Luther. The show, you know, follows the main character, which is Detective Chief Inspector John Luther, who works for the Sirius Crime Unit. And that's an actual term used across the pond. We don't, it just sounds weird to us. But just to give you a timeline, the first season aired in May of 2010, and then almost every year, every 2 years, season 4, December 15th, 2015, and then season 5 came out in January of 2019, this year. So, you know, the pretty regular year and a half in between, usually a summer show, right? And then we had a 4-year gap. Average UK viewers, when the show aired, you know, you're looking at 4.8 million first season, 6.4 second season, dipped down to 5.9 with the third season, up dramatically to 7.92 for the fourth season. And the season we're going to be talking about, season 5, average UK viewers, 9.45 million. So, obviously, double the first season viewership. So it just shows that, you know, obviously, when the BBC announced this, it was a big deal. And I thought, I wish there was more episodes. I mean, it was a legitimate ending, I would say. Series 1 was met with pretty positive reviews. It holds a 95% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Site consensus reads, quote, "Gritty and ambiguous, Luther is a captivating drama bolstered by a powerhouse performance from Idris Elba in the title role." Season 2 has 100% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is insane. Luther delves into darker territory in its second series, and Idris Elba's outstanding performance makes this a police procedural of uncommon weight and heft. I think that's... okay. I don't really know what that means. Season 3, 84%. Season 4, 79%. And season 5, series 5, I'm sorry, I'm getting all American with season. Series 5 is at a 95%, but there are quite a few rotten reviews on this from, you know, people that know things. Brian Lowry from CNN. CNN. Quote, "The fifth season, for perhaps the first time, feels as if it's gone back to this well once too often." Kind of a generic... kind of a generic thing. But he's a top critic on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, and he goes on to this huge, like... I don't know if he didn't like that Ruth Wilson was such a primary character, or a primary actress in the season, but I thought it was about closure. I mean, that's why we waited 4 years. Justin Charity from The Ringer: "Luther is at its worst and at its best. When it is overbearing in its pessimism, the series puts its characters through the meat grinder by design. Luther bums the viewer out." Eh, I doubt it. You know, there's plenty of positive reviews, Entertainment Voice. "Luther is so well done that even moments that suspend belief come across as stylish and disturbing." Slant Magazine, quote, "In its fifth season, the series does little more for viewers than leave them numb. A 1 out of 4. Leave them numb. I mean, if anything, I thought the premise was excellent. We didn't really have a true serial killer kind of villain. You know, there was a lot of crime boss activity in the other seasons. We had a psychopath, but nothing like this. Like, this was, like, insane. Next level crazy. And it was great. It was great to see him in that situation. There was a lot going on. I will say that there was a lot of layers to the cake. And I think it ended the way we thought it was going to end. I just felt, I still wanted more. And I don't know if it's because I'm a huge Idris Elba fan or if it's just because I like cop shows. But when it comes to the quality of season 5 and the writing of season 5 was excellent. There is no better way to end it than the way they did. And yes, you could, I guess, theoretically have another season. I mean, it's only 4 episodes, so it can't be that difficult to shoot 4 hours more worth of show. So I think it's possible. Maybe 4 years from now we'll see another we'll see him released from prison or something. But you know, for now I think it met my needs as far as what I expected for the ending. I mean, what do you expect with some of these shows? You know, like last week we talked about Sherlock. Next week we're going to be talking about Killing Eve. And, I mean, these, they all kind of have a similar pattern to them, right? Like, you know, they're just, they're very long episodes. They're very well done. The writing is superb. The acting is amazing. And you're kind of left wanting more, but you're not going to get it for a very long time or ever again. Because a lot of these individuals, you know, like we talked about last week, they have pretty healthy careers, be it stage, film, both, television as well. You know, Idris Elba is in several films and has been this year, which we recorded last year or the year before. And he also has a Netflix original, and he's got all these things going on. So where do you find time to do all these things? And you would think, you know, filming a four-episode show probably doesn't take forever. But still a busy man. I mean, he's filming in all kinds of different countries. And, you know, just his connection to Disney probably keeps him pretty busy throughout the year. And I think, you know, he's best known for his work as Stringer Bell on The Wire, but I personally always go back to Luther. You know, like, oh, whenever we see a trailer, it's like, oh, Idris Elba's in a movie, and my wife's like, oh, okay. It's like, Luther. Because, you know, you can't really say, oh, Heimdall is in a movie. Or Shere Khan in that horrible live-action film. Not even live-action, is it? And you know what's funny? You know, he did Shere Khan. Why couldn't he have done Scar? I think it would have been fine. It would have been much better than what happened there. I'm just going to go off topic real quick. So I saw The Lion King. I actually saw it the day before it came out. So, you know, this has been on my heart. And director of The Jungle Book, right? The Jungle Book was much different than the original animation. And then I go to see The Lion King with my wife, her family, extended family, and our children. And, you know, we're going in. My kids have seen the animated film, but they're not really, they weren't really into it. It's like pushing Shakespeare on people. It's like, eh, no thanks. And we sit down, and you know, you don't really know. That's kind of the fun thing about these remakes or adaptations or new versions. Like, something is going to be different besides the voice. And we go and see this movie thinking, you know, it's going to be like, even though I didn't like it, it's going to be like Beauty and the Beast, or it's going to be like Aladdin, or, you know, with new information or new songs or new twists, something. And we see The Lion King. It starts just like the animation. The story continues just like the animation. The dialogue throughout continues to be just like the animated film. And the whole movie is. So what did I pay for? Did I pay to... I'm not going to go home and rewatch the animated movie. So why do I have to go to the theater and see the animated movie in, you know, BBC Planet Earth characters design? I mean, very disappointed. Along with, you know, my favorite part from The Lion King is, well, song, is Be Prepared with Scar. And I was already disappointed with the casting. I was like, eh, this isn't... He doesn't even sound threatening to me. You know how in the animated film, like, Scar does that, like, oh, help me. You know, like, he does, like, oh, he's trying to get... You know, like, he does a weak voice to show, you know, is a lie. And I felt like he was a weak voice throughout. And then when it came to his song, they took, you know, it's probably... 2.5 minute song and turn it into a 30 second song. They took 2 full minutes off the song. Couldn't have been more upset about that. Couldn't have been more upset. It's the only thing I was looking forward to. If I'm going to rewatch The Lion King, I'm going to go to that song because I like the performance. I like the way that hyenas sing and the choreography and the shadows and the power in Jeremy Irons' voice, even though this did not have that. It didn't even have the song. The whole thing was line for line, scene for scene of the animated film, and they didn't include the song. Be prepared. Really. Sorry, they should have got Idris Elba for that. But they're like, oh, he can't just be, you know, typecasted as a mean lion or tiger. Okay, well, you failed. You failed. So if you haven't seen Luther season 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or especially 5, because it's kind of hard to find. You had to have like the BBC America app here in the States. So dig it up. If you've never seen Luther, I think you do need to watch all of them before you watch 5, because you won't really know the complexity of some of the characters and emotions involved. But it's an amazing show. Quite a few rotten reviews out there, but they're all just nonsense. They're all just nonsense. So yeah, next week we're going to be talking about Killing Eve, which is struck a lot of popularity when it first came out. And maybe we can convince you to see that as well. I don't know. We'll see. But I have a lot to get ready for. I got a lot of working opportunities this week, and I have to do that. So I'm probably going to need a Mountain Dew next week as well. But that's fine. That's fine. It's a diet Mountain Dew, so zero calories. Plenty of carcinogens, but zero calories. So until next time, thank you for listening. I appreciate it, and I'll talk at you later. Take it easy.